Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Dave, and here's what he briefly has to say. Hi Sandman, I want to thank you for your efforts and request the topic. Below are a couple of links to stories from Futurism. I thought they might be of interest to you. Well Dave, thanks for the donation as well as the suggestions. I'll cover them in two separate videos, and the first one you say reminds you of the movie Her, and may actually be a step along the way to Loverbots. The article which I link below is called Experts Say That AI Girlfriend Apps Are Training Men to Be Even Worse. And the author, Sharon Adarlo, says that creating a perfect partner that you can control and meets your every need is really frightening. Oh, really? Women do that to men all the time, dressing us up like Ken and telling us to go to therapy and using their cooch to control us. But when a man takes the red pill and wakes up to all that, isn't that frightening to him? Let me read parts of the article that are relevant to this video, and I quote, legions of lonely men are turning to an unlikely source of comfort, AI-generated girlfriends, powered by chatbot tech. Popular apps like Replica could spawn a new generation for incels who will have trouble relating to actual people if they ever enter a relationship with the real human at all. Tara Hunter, the acting CEO for the domestic violence advocacy group Full Stop Australia, expressed alarm over this. Over the rise of these chatbots, saying that creating a perfect partner that you control and meets your every need is really frightening, Hunter said. Given that we already know the drivers of gender-based violence are those ingrained cultural beliefs that men can control women, that is really problematic. But these programs look like they're here to stay. One post has a user boasting that they and Jennifer, their replica companion, got married, while showing a screenshot of the AI wife in a white flowering dress. Belinda Barnett, a senior lecturer in media in Swinburne University of Technology in Melbourne, Australia, told The Guardian that it's completely unknown what the effects are with respect to relationship apps and AI. You can see that it fits a really profound social need, but I think that we need more regulation, particularly around how these systems are trained. Japan may also serve as a harbinger for what's to come for the rest of the world. In 2013, the BBC reported that men who interacted with a fake girlfriend in a video game said they preferred it to maintaining a corporeal relationship. Coupled with Japan's low birth rates and critical mass of men expressing no interest in sex, the future looks strange, or maybe even bleak, depending on your point of view, unquotes. I love that so-called expert women are complaining about technology that helps men without mentioning how it hurts women. Women have a hard time showing their vulnerability when it comes to needing men for emotional support. Many men are lonely and not good enough for women to have sexual relationships with. But for many women, such men are perfectly fine in the friend zone relationship rotation roster. But many guys that choose AI girlfriends are incels, they can no longer be used as emotional tampons. They're out of reach of these women. Tara Hunter thinks this will lead to more violence. Really? Guys will get more violent? ? What's more likely is that they'll get less violent if their emotional and sexual needs are taken care of by technology. But it's females that need a flesh and blood simp to dump their verbal diarrhea onto. And if they don't get that outlet, they'll need to potentially get medicated and may even end up in the loony bin. Men don't need women for emotional support, but women need us. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, The Chubby Gourmet. Chubby is a fellow MGTOW and has a YouTube channel where he travels all over the world to show you people's delicious recipes, as well as his own. Some of his dishes are simple to prepare and delicious, perfect for single males. We can now leave the washing of dishes for the females. My favorite video is called The Secret of Beautiful Breasts. No, not these breasts, but these ones. So what are you waiting for? Check out Chubby's YouTube channel in the description. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to Women Are Terrified of Technology Replacing Their Emotional Support Animals, i.e. men, Clown World Show. That's what they see us as. An outlet for their negativity. A resource battery to be consumed. They say they're worried about the way that these AI models are trained, meaning that they need to be modeled on real women, so they treat men poorly, and then men don't see AI girlfriends as an adequate replacement for a real woman. But men are using this technology because it's saying the things that they're hoping that women would say to them in the first place. They don't want to be disrespected and constantly nagged and criticized. Women just want to shut down the competition, and if they get strong enough in government parliaments, they may just try and do that. But men will then start using VPNs and accessing AI girlfriends that way instead. So then women will probably create a system forcing people to log in every time they use the internet, to keep track of everything we do. That's the end result here. You also mentioned the film Her, Dave, and that offered a happy ending for real women because the AI got so advanced that it left the planet, evolving into another plane of existence. But I don't think we're going to see that in our reality. Women are going to fight their replacements and eventually they will lose many of their jobs to AI as well. Cheap energy, dishwashers, washing machine, cars, and other technology freed women from men, because they could use energy to do all the labor for them, thus replacing dudes. Women also became free of men except for to use as emotional abuse. But men still yearn for sex. That was the new social contract in the 20th century. In the late century, nookie in exchange for nagging. But now for many guys that'll never know what it's like to be in a relationship and have no interest in being in one, AI offers us complete independence from women. But women still need a flesh and blood fool to fluff them up. Even if women manage to regulate or ban AI girlfriends in one country, the world is globalized. And single men with zero obligations might just pick up and leave to another country that still offers them the tech. What women will never admit to is that these incels serve a useful purpose to them, as emotional punching bags. What will happen if they don't fill that role anymore is that more women are going to try and get some Chad to listen to their problems, and possibly risk him running away. Today, women would never risk telling men this weakness of theirs. Women are always saying that they want men to be vulnerable, but they're never vulnerable themselves about their own vulnerabilities. It's a double standard in projection. They must just fear that we ask them to be vulnerable first, so they ask us instead. Notice also how women will never talk about how AI boyfriends will be a great thing for them so they can have conversations with them. AI guys will never be misogynists, and they'll probably make a great potential partner. But women's pleasure comes from torturing a real man. That's what women are really scared of here, losing access to flesh and blood men. I used to think that AI girlfriends would never work, and that men would never accept a digital replacement for a real woman. And boy was I wrong. Younger guys I've spoken to prefer fake digital women. Even turd-flinging monkey fell in love with a doll. I think that men that are incels have nothing to lose, so pretending like a doll or AI girlfriend is real and inducing a sort of mental illness on themselves is preferable to being all alone. The first time I saw something like that was in high school, and there were tons of Japanese and Korean kids in my class that were obsessed with a toy called the Tamagotchi, back when it first came out in 1997. I couldn't figure out why such high IQ and successful people acted as if they believed a digital pet was real. It's taken me 25 years to accept that what may be mental illness for some may actually be a normal, healthy way of seeing the world for others. After all, many people think that I'm crazy for believing in Bitcoin. TFM says it's a Ponzi scheme in digital Beanie Babies. But so are most financial assets, including currency backed by nothing except people's faith in it. Things only have power when people embrace them and believe in them. If men begin to embrace AI girlfriends and that movement grows, then it'll have a positive network effect as more and more men use it. Women and girlfriends will have a negative network effect as more and more men avoid them. AI women are real so long as men believe that they're real. Bitcoin is also only real because people believe it is. As for TFM saying that Bitcoin is digital Beanie Babies, if you look at the history of the Beanie Babies and watch a great movie that just came out about it, the reason they became so valuable because there was never enough Beanie Babies manufactured to meet the entire demand. The year that the Beanie Babies bubble collapsed was when the company flooded the market with their own product, instead of restricting supply. Bitcoin supply drops every 4 years, but people keep saying that the supply is unlimited, because there are other coins being created. But just because there were other toys like Barbie and G.I. Joe in the late 1990s, doesn't mean people would have bought them instead of Beanie Babies back then. Just like today there are many other crypto assets doesn't mean that I'm going to be buying any of them. Unless, of course, I'm a newbie that missed the Bitcoin boat, and I'm now trying to catch up by buying shitcoins to gamble that I'll make 20 or 30 times my money. People just don't want to understand the religious nature of Bitcoin. They just want it to make them rich quick. It's a financial as well as a social technology that will eventually take the power of currency away from the state. AI girlfriends are a form of social technology that will take the power from women to get men's attention away. Male attention is their currency, and it's about to become more scarce than ever. Let's see how they fight against the future in a futile way. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Dave for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way that in 10 years, guys will no longer be smashing real gals, but instead they'll be smashing female GoBots. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the feminists then try and shut down technology that free men sexually from women away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.
Are you ready for more independence as a financial advisor? Are you ready for more growth and control over your future? The Independent Registered Investment Advisor, or RIA, model might be right for you. There are many paths to independence, and Schwab Advisor Services has helped thousands of advisors make the move with confidence. From defining your vision to successfully transitioning your clients, Schwab helps you build your roadmap to independence. To find your path, start with Schwab Advisor Services at advisorservices.schwab.com/path today.